B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Was that the Queen?
No, that was just somebody being happy.
That was the white girl woos.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was the Queen, because that's your kind of Queen voice.
I like white girl woos. They're more like, woo-hoo!
Oh, I know. If you ever want to hear a white girl woo, go to Nashville, Tennessee. It is home of the white girl woo.
Yeah, it is.
And bachelorette parties. And they're very proud about it.
Yeah.
I was like, I counted like... I was at one bar in Nashville, and I counted, like, seven princess, like, tiaras.
Tiaras, yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Bachelorette sashes. Birthday girls.
Yeah. That's about right. That's about right, man.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah? Your day in 30 seconds. Loren, what happened yesterday? What did you get into?
I went and checked on my construction of my house. It looks good. Everything is back on track.
Good. Yesterday at this time we talked to you, Dallas wasn't happy with your general contracting.
Well, it was just a, I don't know.
You weren't keeping an eye on the boys?
Yeah. So he's out of town now, so he still hasn't seen it, but it looks good.
Good.
Looks really good.
Very good. I can't wait to have a housewarming party.
Yeah. You know, with
When is the house going to be ready? 2027?
No, at the end of the month it should be ready. I think we're going to try to move in at the end of this month. And then we may do a little housewarming / birthday barbecue the Friday night of my birthday.
Which is the 5th?
My birthday is the 5th, but I don't know what that weekend is.
Okay. And just a quick follow-up. We might be hitting over 30 seconds, and I do apologize, audience.
Yeah, I didn't realize this came with questions. My life in 30 seconds comes with questions. It's like Q&A. I'm in a press conference.
In case any of you listening had a stopwatch, we apologize.
You know, like it's a government...
that was a lot longer than 30 seconds.
You know what we should do? We should have like a little... Yeah. Like a little TikTok that when we do this bit so we can keep
turning. And then it rings as soon as 30 seconds is up.
Shut up, Loren. You're gone too far. Yeah.
What's the latest on selling your house? St. Joseph is still in the ground.
I got nothing.
Do we need to follow up with his brother, St. John?
Yeah, we do. I got nothing.
Is your house overpriced?
I don't know.
I told you should get a roof on your house. I told you the convertible house idea was a horrible idea.
It was a terrible idea. No, I think the construction in our backyard is like killing us.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. People are afraid of the noise. Or hey, I get it. I live in Southend, and I kind of want to get out because they are going to be building like this 19-story skyscraper behind.
Right, ixnay on the, I don't like the...
What?
Construction, eh?
Oh, sorry. No, I love the construction. If you want a house, you actually want bulldozers behind
it. That's right. It's going to be beautiful when it's done.
There's nothing more peaceful and calming than this sound.
Oh, it's such a beautiful morning, sweetheart. 6:30 in the morning, the boys have started.
Well, good luck to you on selling that house. You know what we do need? We need an artist to paint a mural so that you can put a mural on your windows that face the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Or a green screen, and we can just project it. You can project different things on it.
Occasionally on the projection, you see me and you in the background.
Right? Like a man on the moon, the astronaut placing the flag on the moon. Whatever you want, you can have on that green screen so people walk in and see a beautiful background.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about you, Roy? How was your day yesterday?
My day was really good. Sterling scared me. Really scared me. Like, I thought I... So Sterling had a lead. He had to go to Cincinnati, and I can't keep track of people's schedules, left alone my schedule. And so I'm fixing food, and I hear someone trying to get into the door at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm freaking out because I'm like,
that's what you do.
Sterling's like not. He comes home really late at night, and I really thought. I was on the phone with my sister, and I started whispering. I'm like, hang on a second. I think someone's breaking in.
What were you going to do? Pick up a candlestick?
I would, if I had to, Loren.
Where was your dog? Where was Protecto?
Oh, you think she can protect us? She'd be running, too. In fact, she would run faster than me. I'm the bait. I'm the one they kill first, not my dog. She kicks me down, and then she runs off. So I legit was like, oh my God, I think someone's breaking in. Like, I was genuinely scared. Mm. And then Stoli walked in, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Which is probably well, Sterling's like, I live here.
Hi. But yeah, I was really afraid yesterday. Oh. Like, your heart, like, starts racing.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel that pit drop.
Yep.
Oh.
That's funny. That's how I am when Amanda wakes me up in the middle of the night and she'll go, babe, I heard something. I'll be like, I'm like Jon Snow with a sword right away. I was like, where are they? Hey, I think I might have found our next gig if things don't work out here. I know someone in radio who is taking a job in a country, and it kind of caught me off guard, but I'll tell you, I'll explain to you guys coming up in just about 3 minutes.
Charlotte's number one in music station, Kiss 95.1, home of the 5 seconds to cash. $300 up for grabs. You're going to be able to play at 7 a.m. here with the Maney, Roy, and Loren morning show.
So I know someone in radio who does morning radio who is leaving their current job, and he's going to take another job in another country. So we know that people in our business kind of fluctuate between states and cities, and maybe every once in a while someone will go to Canada. But the problem is with broadcasters like us is that the rules are different in different countries. And quite honestly, for some reason, different countries don't like the foreign accent. It doesn't really play well, which is why you don't hear more British people and Australian people. And I love it personally.
Sure.
I think it's fantastic. I knew a British person who worked on a show in New York.
Right.
And I loved it. Anyway. This guy is going to Dubai to do radio.
He's going to do a Well, you know, I noticed that, like, in every other country other than America, radio is still a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
He's going to be a star.
Yeah, like, that guy's going to be, like, a celebrity over there, man.
Yeah. Oh, for some reason, like, all the research and everything that's done in radio is, like, radio still super relevant, but it's, like, the competition that radio has now for music.
Yeah, sure.
Is harder, but you can't get Maney, Roy, and Loren anywhere else. Like Beasley, right. we are Beasley Media Group, Kiss 95.1 entity.
Right.
So now this guy's going to Dubai, and like supposedly they pay big money, and he has it in his deal where they fly him back to the country, like on Emirates Airlines or whatever, in a beautiful huge plane, like 5 times a year.
Wow.
To see his family.
Yeah.
So
I said something to Amanda Roy, and she goes, don't even think about it. They don't have enough sunblock for you. And I was like, that's right. Yeah. It is sunny there quite often. Yeah. No, not a lot of tree action. Mm-mm. It's the desert.
Don't they speak a different language?
They might, and I'm not sure what their policy is on same-sex relationships.
Oh, it's probably not good.
So you and Nicole have to play it cool, if you know what I mean.
This is my girlfriend, Nicole. I call her Nick sometimes.
We're really in love.
Sterling's going to be our roommate.
Sterling and Nicole, me and Loren, and Sterling and Loren could be a couple, and then me and whoever Nicole's dating at the time could be a couple. We'll all just
Dallas
be all mixed
just
up.
Fly in as
yeah,
a
it's fine. He's busy anyway.
Yeah. This is our agent.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Loren was sleeping with her agent. Yeah.
That's weird, man.
Isn't such that cool? And the guy, and so the person I was talking to is like the sheikhs and the princes over there. They just have a ton of money.
Yeah.
So it's private. I mean, obviously, it's like they're being hired by like a family business.
I guess. But I don't know. Do they do like what are we going to do? War of the Roses?
Right.
Roy's sheikh survey?
Dubai's number one music station, Kiss 95.1.
Here is the latest from Ali Sheeran.
On Dubai's number one hit music station.
War of the Roses coming up in 10 minutes right here. 520 degrees today, sunshine.
520 degrees.
Forecast is for warm weather, sunshine. We're not going anywhere. We love it here in Charlotte.
That's right.
Call number 12 gets free sunscreen. Call now.
Sunscreen. Holy cow. You want your own island? We're giving away. Imagine the giveaways.
Oh, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, they're huge there.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All you have to do is call.
Yeah, Roy's Range Rover. We're going to give that away in 10 minutes. We're giving one away every hour right here on Dubai's number one hit music station.
Radio is probably so amazing then.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got t-shirts for cash.
Thank you for that. Hey, somebody stole a local brewing company van with the logo on it and everything.
I saw this.
All right, let's tell everyone about the story. If you missed it, we got an update for you coming up, and we're going to tell you what the brewery is doing for the person who found it in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show, and it was spreading like wildfire on social media the past couple days. One of our breweries in Charlotte, it's called The Unknown Brewing. They had their van stolen.
They posted that they came into work and someone stole their van. It said, "She's gone," in the social media post with the picture of a giant black van with the question mark, which is their logo, and the Unknown Brewing Company. Somebody casually stole a logoed vehicle.
Yeah, in like neon green, by the way.
Like, oh, yeah.
This sticks out. I don't know how they got very far.
So our friends at the Unknown Brewing Company said, "Please help us find this. Share with all your friends. Whoever finds it, the owner, Brad, will buy you a keg party. If you stole it, bring it back. You will also get a keg party."
Really?
Wow.
I feel like it had to be an employee or something. Like, just somebody close or somebody that used to work there or something. Like, it just seems like an inside job.
I don't know, man. So there's a bunch of idiots walking around South End Charlotte.
So did they find it?
Yeah, they did find it.
42 minutes after the post, a woman named Caroline Faith was credited by the company for finding the vehicle. She posted a photo for proof. New world record for finding a stolen van, it says. 15 people called with tips. The company did not say if there are any suspects in the case.
Oh, so maybe they just found the vehicle and didn't find anyone inside.
Unknown individuals stole the van. The location of the van and the individuals remain unknown, he said before.
They just located the van.
Yeah.
See, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police. If you attach a kegger as a reward, a lot of things get done.
Forget money. Seriously. CMPD Jordans.
Jordans.
Right.
Give
kegs?
Away Jordans kegs.
The brand new Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
To the first person that finds the string of burglaries.
A nice sit-down dinner at the Palm. Break it up a little bit. Make it interesting. Make it be like a game show.
Be like, listen, if you know where this missing person is, you're going to walk away with two seats at the Palm.
Doesn't that just show you the power of social media,
yeah.
though? That's crazy. They
yes.
found it in 45 minutes.
If they use the radio, we'd find it in 10. But
yeah.
All right, thanks for your tip, everyone. You now have a shot at whatever prize you want. We got front row seats for Panthers game. We got a meet and greet with Kemba Walker. What will you take?
We have a brand new used car.
I'll take the used car.
It's a 2008 Ford Focus with reliable miles on it with only one owner and cigarette burns in the top part of the Ford Focus.
Hey, I just got to get from point A to point B.
We got a new car for you. It's a 2016 Crown Victoria from the police department. It still has the lights.
Yeah, decals still on it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
You two are on fire today.
We are. So we're off to a good Wednesday show, which means it's only downhill from here.
That's right. All right. Just about a month ago, Wendy Williams filed for divorce from her husband after their cheating scandal. Mm. But she is embracing her new life as a bachelorette. On yesterday's show, she opened up to her audience and said that she's a single woman running around New York, and she does date, and often.
Wow.
So she's already back in the dating pool. Good luck with that, girl.
Yeah, all seriously. Right. She's scattered brain, mm-hmm. man. I've seen her. She does, like, these, it's like weekly behind-the-scene videos where right after the show, a camera follows her to the office. And hearing her talk, it goes from here to here to here to here to here to here. And you're like, my God, she's
just ping-pongy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Kylie Jenner, she is expanding her empire once again. She just filed for a trademark for Kylie Baby. So this might be like a new honest company kind of line for kids. Now, under the trademark. It is for baby products, and she plans to create a breast pump, breast milk bottles for new moms, blankets, strollers, and car seats as well.
I just saw something that said Kylie Jenner's new face scrub or whatever it is.
Yeah,
is
facing
backlash.
She has a new skin line out.
Okay.
One Republic fans, they won't have to wait much longer for new music. The band just announced on social media that they will be releasing a new single called Rescue Me on Friday. So they will also be the musical guests on The Ellen Show on Friday as well.
I got a tip that Kiss 95.1 is in for some really great music this summer.
And yeah. One Republic, that's like an older yes. band. We have Panic at the Disco making a comeback. One Republic. Is Timbaland going to come back with a hit?
I don't know. Hey, the Jonas Brothers are back.
It's Missy like, Elliott, where are you at? Where you at?
Yeah. And speaking of the Jonas Brothers, they are set to premiere on the first episode of the Nickelodeon's reboot of All That. Did you guys know that All That is coming back? Mm. Yeah, so the premiere date is June 15th, 8:30 p.m. Okay. on Nickelodeon. But that's your dirty.
Hey, we had a debate off the air yesterday. After the show, we need you to help resolve this debate. Believe it or not, I think you say something one way. Roy and Lorenz say you say it another way. I think producer Nicole's in on with you guys, too. We'll tell you what it is, and we'll need your help resolving it in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. So, good morning. By the way, we have a chance at $300 at 7 a.m. Make sure you're listening with that. And we need your help to solve a show debate.
The great debate continues.
The great debate at 704-570-9595. I asked everyone in the studio on what they say. And I don't know if it's a regional thing or not, but do you say negative Nancy or negative Nelly?
It was like a fill in the blank the way that right. you asked us.
I was like, what is it? Negative?
Yeah, finish the term. I say negative Nelly.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, then you and I are on the same team.
Oh.
I thought yesterday you said negative Nancy.
Oh, I did yesterday. I'm sorry. See, you swayed me. I'm sorry.
We'll be back, everyone.
No, because I've heard it both ways, okay. But I do say, like, if I'm talking in terms, I do say Nancy.
Yes, yeah. That's what I thought. I say negative Nelly. Don't be a negative Nelly. So we went over and asked our friends at Power 98. They all say negative Nelly.
Really?
Yes.
And you and I are both from the north.
Roy says Nancy.
Yep.
Nicole says Nancy.
You negative Nancy.
We need you guys to help us with this debate. 704-570-9595. Four calls.
Says it all.
Says it all.
Have you not heard the other term, though?
You negative Nancy?
Like, I think that's why I go back and forth, because I'm from Pennsylvania, and then I lived in Miami for a long time. So, but my true, like, if you were to ask me to fill in the blank, I would say Nancy.
Yeah, it's always been like, I don't know. I never heard Nancy until yesterday. Hmm. I guess everybody I've always been around has said, don't be such a negative Nelly.
We getting text messages into the studio for negative Nelly, but we want to hear from you on the phone. That's where it matters. 704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do you say negative Nancy or do you say negative Nelly?
And does it matter? Is it gender related?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, am I being sexist?
No, but like maybe women have more of a tendency to say negative Nancy and guys say negative Nelly. Or maybe it's just who you're referring to.
Well, now
like
my mind.
If I'm talking about Manny, maybe I'll say a negative Nelly.
But if I'm talking about
Nicole, maybe I'm talking about a negative Nancy.
Maybe.
See? We need to figure this out, people.
Let's talk with Jennifer in China Grove. When you say you're a negative, what do you say? Negative?
Nancy.
Negative Nancy.
Nancy.
Okay.
From a Grover. And you know the Grovers, they know everything. Well, thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
I hope that was her phone and not ours.
Oh my gosh, there are so many text messages coming in. I can't even keep up with them.
Heather and Charlotte, what do you think? Negative Nancy or negative Nelly?
It goes back and forth between negative Nancy, and then there's another one is negative Ninny.
Ninny?
Ninny?
I've never heard of that.
Where are you from?
Well, Roy, you and I are both from the same town. So,
oh, really?
Really trying to act almighty.
Actually, that one came from my family out towards coastal North Carolina.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. 704 texted in and said it's negative Nancy and nosy Nelly.
What?
Nosy Nelly. Don't be such a nosy Nelly.
Oh,
jeez.
That sounds about right, though. Don't be such a nosy Nelly.
Elijah in Mount Holly, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, fill in the blank. Negative?
It's a negative Nancy, but also around here, I've heard nervous Nelly before I've heard negative Nelly.
Oh, I think I've heard nervous Nelly, too.
I have, too.
So maybe people just get confused, Elijah.
Holy cow, it's all Nancy. Jeez. All right, thanks, Elijah. Here's one that's completely different.
Okay, this is Adam in Gastonia. What do you say?
I say it's negative Ned. Neither one.
Negative Ned?
Where are you from? Roanoke?
All right.
Gastonia, yep. That's right.
That's just the way I've always heard it. I've never heard neither one.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
You've never heard Nancy or Nelly?
Nope.
Don't be such a negative Nelly, man. That's what they say. That's what you say.
He says
I've never heard Nelly. I've maybe heard Nancy a long time ago, but I've never heard Nelly. I've always heard negative Ned.
Y'all being a negative Ned. That doesn't even sound right. Don't be such negative a negative Ned.
That was really just his uncle's name, and that's what he heard all his life. Okay. You're so negative, Ned.
Well, I listen, no matter what it is, I'll tell you what it's not. It's not Nelly, according to you guys.
No, it's Nancy. Nancy.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's fair.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
The debate will rage on, I'm sure, on our text messages, on our socials at the MRL Show.
I don't know. It's pretty Nancy heavy.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys, ladies especially, if the 2000s spoke to you with fashion and style, Loren and I found a list yesterday, Roy, that brings back the memories. We're going to share some of these awesome 2000s memories with you coming up in under 10 minutes right here on the MRL Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. That was the Jonas Brothers, Sucker. It is the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show. Jonas Brothers did a phenomenal job on SNL over the weekend.
Yeah, they also sent us a really cool prize pack for... just go look. Go check it out. At the MRL Show on our Insta, they sent us a box of goodies. Loren opened it yesterday when you were in a meeting,
Roy.
There was
a sucker in there.
It was like Christmas morning.
Literally, she goes, oh my God, there's a sucker. Oh, I get it.
I'm a sucker for you.
At the MRL Show. Follow us. We'll follow you back on our Insta. So, Loren, we found this article about really cool things that the girls loved in the 2000s.
Yeah. And I think this is something that every girl that grew up in the 2000s can relate to. And some of them are really funny. And some of them, we just told ourselves some straight up lies, ladies.
We can't do all of them. We'll put the whole list up at kiss951.com because we got to give away, try and give away $300 here in a minute. But give us a couple.
All right. So I think the biggest lie that we told ourselves, the whale tail. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
The whale tail is when your thong or your G-string hung out of the top of the back of your pants. Like, that was a thing. So
I'm showing Roy.
Yeah, let's be honest, ladies. That didn't look good. All right?
Here, Roy, look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That there was no such thing as too much lip gloss or mascara. We wore a lot of makeup back then.
Lip gloss was a big, big thing,
yeah,
I remember.
Lip gloss
and body glitter.
Yeah, that's actually on the list.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Body glitter. Remember the glitter tattoos that you would wear? People thought that made you look like you were like wealthy or well off or had money.
That's
funny. Wearing shorts and Uggs.
Oh, yeah, it was a thing.
I'm not going to lie, though. Sometimes I still do that. Only in the privacy of my own home, though.
Yeah, that's just when you're lazy and you don't want to get out.
Playboy bunny jewelry. Remember that?
Remember the the ladies would go into the tanning bed and
hear the sticker so that it looked like you had a Playboy bunny tattoo.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure did. I remember that.
That is tragic now.
I think my mom and sister did that. I'm not even kidding.
I used to do it.
You and Dana probably did it.
Oh, 100%. I worked at a tanning salon when I was in high school. I was like, of course I did it.
Yeah.
Chunky highlights. Remember those?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't mind those. Jeans with no pockets look better. That was a lie. Bedazzling.
Yeah, that shows off a lot. The pockets, believe it or not, hide a lot of areas.
Yeah. And then bedazzling your phone was cool. Body splash made
you... Whoa, back up. Doesn't Lorenz still bedazzle things, Roy?
Yeah, there's a bedazzled cup in here. She bedazzles her computer screen. She loves bedazzle. She wants to bedazzle her microphone.
Yeah.
I do.
You're still stuck in the 2000s.
2000s.
I'm not above it. I like my Britney Spears back in the day and my glitter cups and...
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll take it back to early thousands if
NSYNC.
You want.
NSYNC. Yeah, I'll take it all.
2003 and it was a weird year.
Yeah. Body splash meant it was summer.
Body splash.
Remember body splashes?
My gosh. Yeah. My sister and my mom would rack that up at Bath & Body Works.
And then this might have been like my all-time favorite. And I had to put this away. Like I literally had to pry myself off of this look. The velour tracksuit.
Hold on. I'll tell you who made one. I dated a girl in California who wore them all the time. It was not Juicy.
Yeah, Juicy made them.
Was it Juicy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I had to like pry myself off Juicy Couture velour tracksuit.
She had like a lime green one, a black one, a red one.
When I got married in 2000, okay, or in 2010, okay, I was still holding on to the velour tracksuit. When I got married, the day of my wedding, I had a red velour tracksuit that had Mrs. Streger on the back of it.
Lorraine had a velour track suit with her name on it.
Because it was such a long time. I mean, you got to go.
It's like a velvet. It's a track suit.
It looks comfortable.
It is very comfortable. It was a chic sweatsuit.
Lorraine had bedazzled all of her stuff and had a whale tail too.
Velour suit,
jacket, and a Playboy bunny. Playboy bunny.
Oh, man, we get the full list. It is like living in like a different... You're going back in time for anyone that's old enough.
You know what? It was the thing, man.
I loved it.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
Three hundos. $300 up for grabs, 704-570-9595. Caller number 9, name the song, and you get the cash.
We'll even throw Lorenz velour tracksuit in.
Leave me alone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. We got your chance now at $400 with 5 seconds to cash coming up at noon with Cameron. So make sure you've been studying the music and you're going to be listening at noon with Cameron. You get the studio phone line saved and ready to go, okay? All right. And by the way, if you don't know our studio line, it's 704-570-9595.
I couldn't find something, and Roy was stalling for me and did a tremendous job. Thank you, buddy.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
I'm like, oh, he's not done yet. Let me just give out the phone number.
You can always find us on the World Wide Web at www. Did you find it yet?
Okay.
Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, who can I help today, Lorraine?
All right, Monica needs some help, and she needs some relationship advice. She says, my boyfriend has been emotionally distant for weeks. Today he reached out, which was yesterday, and canceled our date for tomorrow. And he still wants to meet for coffee, though, to talk, quote unquote. She says, I've been down this road before. I'm sure he's planning to break up with me. So if he's going to dump me, I want to look good when he does it. How should I dress for this breakup that I know is coming? I'm thinking I want to wear my skinny jeans, high heels, and my sharpest cat eyes.
The sharpest cat eyes?
She wants to look like a stone cold fox.
Who wrote this? Diana Ross?
I know. What year is this?
We just found this under a bunch of papers in the back from 1978.
From Monica.
Could you please play the Bee Gees, Staying Alive?
Oh, for my funny relationship.
I mean, Monica's just being campy there.
For
but
sure, she's yeah being funny. Yeah, I say dress up. Look yeah sexy. Look beautiful. Oh, yeah. Look your best. So that if he's going to break up with you, you at least know that every other guy in the room is looking at you.
That's true.
If you broke up with someone, ladies, if you broke up with your man, did you dress up to break up? 704-570-9595 just to show him, look what you're walking away from.
And get this move. When he does break up with you, I think you should agree with him. Yeah. I think you should be like, you know what? That's a good call. I've been feeling the same way. You know, because you're beautiful. You're an independent woman. You don't need him.
Amen.
You don't need that boyfriend. But you know what? You're right. You're not working out. I'm not working out. We're not working out. And you just get on out.
So what about the opposite?
What, looking like crap?
No.
Honestly, though, you know, some people, if they knew it was coming, they might not feel like that person's worth the makeup.
That's true, too. But I'm thinking of a third scenario where you think you're going to get broken up with, but you don't want to lose the person, so you look your dang best.
Oh, like you're like to dress up to hopefully convince them? Like you keep knocking over the napkins and you keep bending over to pick them up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, John. You were going to say what? Fixing the girls.
I wouldn't want somebody to stay with me based on that, though. Yeah. You know,
704-570-9595. Roy says definitely dress up to break up.
Sure, why not?
Don't know if you need to.
Oh, you definitely don't need to, but it sounds like she wants to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great. If you want to catch some other guy's eyes, I do think, though, I guess my biggest advice, though, is don't, like, ugly cry
yeah
at the coffee shop. Act really cool about it. Be like, you know what? You're right. It ain't working out. This is a good call. I agree.
I guess, though, if you do dress up and he does decide, like, if you're catching other people's eyes, you know, guys always want what everybody else wants, what they can't have.
Yeah.
So what if he decides not to break up with you in that moment?
Oh, man, I just want to hear from one person who says that, yes, they went and dressed up and then they broke up with that person. 704-570-9595. Some text messages coming in. Jen said she did this exact same thing. It was actually my friend's idea. I felt so good after I broke up with him and walked out. By the way, I met somebody 3 days later. We're now married, so that worked out well for her.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
704-570-9595. Radio family, join me with unqualified advice. Let's help out our stone cold.
You leave Monica alone.
I'm sorry, Monica. I'm sorry. You got to call in. And give us a shout, 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Erica and Matthews.
Hey.
Hi, Erica. What do you think?
I think she should totally dress up. And if he's breaking up with her, be like, oh, my God, thank you. I've been planning this, but I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, almost like you did me a favor.
Right.
Right.
You know, because it's a cool move.
It could be opposite. It could be not a breakup, and maybe he, like, wants to move in or something.
Right, like take the, well, you want to look good if he wants to take the relationship to the next level.
So you think maybe him canceling their actual date was just a coincidence?
Maybe he's trying to throw her off of something.
Well, then she's dressing up for the right reason then. Maybe he's going to propose to her.
Yeah. Don't dress up. Always look your best.
But the part of the reason too, though, Erica, is if he is going to break up with her, she's trying to dress up right now. Her thought is that she's just going to show him what he's missing.
Right.
Exactly.
What you're missing out on. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Erica. One more.
Bianca in Huntersville.
Hi. The day that I decided to break up with my boyfriend, I got super dressed up, dressed to the nines, did a full face of makeup, because as soon as I broke up with him, I knew I was a single woman and I was going to go out and meet other guys, better guys.
Yeah.
Amen.
Love it.
And just feel good about yourself, right, Bianca?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You were setting up your Tinder profile on the way to break up with him. I love it. Love it.
Did you hear what I said? No, sorry. I was checking my Tinder profile.
Look at all these matches I got.
I didn't hear you. All right. Thanks, Bianca. So, Monica, stay in touch with us. Let us know if something other than a breakup does happen. Other than that, go, girl. Wear your best.
Still to come.
Get a brand spanking new senseless survey. I may insinuate that, you know, it's okay to do illegal things in this brand new census survey. And I also bring to light some interesting things about Congress. You have to hear this brand new census survey. It comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Sean, it's U.S. Census Bureau. I got about a 30-second survey. We got to wrap up your paperwork, okay?
No, I don't. I'm good, man. Take me off the list. The do not call list. I should be registered on there already.
Nope. We're the Census Survey. It's a quick survey. You have to do it. It's patriotic. It's the American duty.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep. Uh-huh. And we got to get the census forms in.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. No, Sean. You're fine. I'm sorry. My fault for not explaining. Let's start the process. Do you think it's a coincidence that the word con is in the word Congress?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
And does it hurt to sit because you have too much cash in your wallet?
No, actually, I wish I did. I wish it did hurt.
Okay, so we need to do better tax breaks for the American people to get money in your wallet.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What's poke salad? Seems to be a big thing in the South.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And does your Instagram bio have a Bible quote in it?
Does my Instagram Bible have a Bible quote in it? No, it does not.
Okay. And if you had to save a kitten or a puppy, which one are you going to save?
Well, I'm a dog guy, so I'd probably go with the puppy.
Wow, you're an awful human, aren't you? Listen, have you ever been caught eating potato chip crumbs directly from the bag? I mean, how embarrassing is that?
What does that have to do with anything? These are weird questions. I'm pretty sure someone saw me eating crumbs from the bag.
Okay. And is it okay for your significant other to work the corner as long as they make that money, honey?
You know what? This is some bull.
Wow.
Oh, that's so funny.
By the way, I eat chip crumbs out of the bag all the time.
You should be embarrassed.
It's the most humiliating part of the bag, you know?
Only if they all fall on your face.
They always do. They always do.
Nicole says we got to say hi to Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Roy's census survey, it just cracks me up. I literally wait, and every time I'm just like, what ridiculous question is he going to ask next? I love this part of this show.
Thank you so much.
Every Monday, every Wednesday at 7:20 and a replay at 8:20.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
All right, so Britney Spears, she's having a hard time, y'all. I feel like we're relapsing to Yeah, I know. Britney, she wants to have her dad, you know, her dad's over her whole, empire, but, she wants those reins loosened a little bit so that she has more freedom in the conservatorship. Mm. But her mom is actually hoping that she will go back and continue her treatments. She wants her back in treatment, not just in this outpatient treatment.
Okay. Yeah, so meanwhile, the Vegas show is on hold?
No, I think the Vegas show is done
Oh, she's done altogether. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. She went on a hiatus, but the word on the street is that this is going to be an indefinite hiatus until she's feeling like she can be back on stage again.
Okay.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, she's being sued over a photo that she posted on Instagram. Of course, she didn't have the rights to it, and the photo got 3 million likes. So now the photographer would like to be paid, and he wants to be paid in the tune of $25,000 per photo.
Seems reasonable, to be honest, for it to get 3 million likes. I can only imagine how many actual views it got.
I guess so, but I mean, $25,000, that's a lot.
That's about right.
What's what?
Who was it?
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. And, you know, she just tightened the reins at her concerts, so the photographers have more strict guidelines on what they can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, she is writing a tell-all about her early career, what she really thought about Friends, and she'll go through her romances and marriages, too.
Cool. I'd be into reading that.
Yeah, I think I would, too. You know, she's been in plenty of magazines and tabloids over the years. She should be able to tell her side of the story.
Yeah, but is she going to give any tea on, like, or is she too nice?
No, I think she's too nice.
Yeah, but then the book won't sell.
Matthew Perry parked over the double line on the set of Friends.
That crazy Matthew.
Yeah.
Watch out for him.
And Matt LeBlanc parked right next to him.
Oh.
More on page 3.
And the production of Bond has been delayed because Daniel Craig twisted his ankle on set while he was filming an action sequence in Jamaica. He fell while he was running, and this is not the first time he's been hurt on the set of a Bond movie. In 2006, he knocked out his two front teeth.
I feel like he's been Bond forever.
Yep.
Oh, wow, we have audio.
Oh.
Daniel!
Oh. Daniel, you're okay.
Oh, hold on. Let's find out if he's okay. Good question, Lorraine.
Yeah, Daniel, are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That looked like one heck of a fall.
You can't find it.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry.
Fine. That's your dirty.
He's going to play Ozzy.
Oh.
It's like a head concussion. All right. Yeah. It would have been funnier at the time. It would have been good.
Had to be there.
All right, let's play Can't Be the Rin. 704-570-9595. Call now. She's got 10 wins, y'all.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat the Rin. Sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on Kiss 95.1.
Okay. Kelly, welcome to the Mini Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat the Rin today.
I'm so excited. I have tried for so long to get on here to play Can't Beat the Rin.
But this is your first time?
Yes.
All right. Let's see how you do.
You know how to play. Throw her out of the studio.
Yes. Lauren, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
Lauren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. The door is being slammed. She's no longer here. She cannot hear these questions.
Kelly in Oakborough, here we go. The lineup for Atlanta's Music Midtown Festival was announced yesterday, and Kylie Jenner's baby daddy is going to be headlining. Who is that?
Travis Scott.
And the pop song I Don't Care was released on Friday, and it's already broken all types of streaming records. We're playing it. We love it. The song is a collaboration between Justin Bieber and what other pop star?
Ed Sheeran.
Over 1 million people watched Beyonce's Netflix premiere, and we bet her firstborn daughter was one of them. What is her name?
Blue Ivy.
Question 4. James Corden clapped back at a troll on Twitter. He's known for what famous car segment with celebrities?
Carpool Karaoke.
And question 5, the voice judges are being criticized for being unpatriotic after they criticize someone's rendition of God Bless the USA. What network does that show air on?
NBC.
Woo! Come on in! Uh-oh.
It's going to be tough, Lorena.
Right, bro.
Our friend Kelly got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Oh, I hate this game.
Hang tight, Kelly, because I'm not so sure you're not going to win here. Here we go. The lineup for Atlanta's...
What was that?
I think you're going to miss one.
Okay.
The lineup for Atlanta's Music Midtown Festival was announced yesterday, and Kylie Jenner's baby daddy is going to be headlining. Who is that?
Travis Scott.
Pop song I Don't Care was released on Friday, and it's already broken all types of streaming records. We're playing it. We're loving it. The song is a collaboration between Justin Bieber and whom?
Ed Sheeran.
Over 1 million people watched Beyonce's Netflix premiere, and we bet her firstborn daughter was one of them. What is her name?
Blue Ivy.
And James Corden clapped back at a troll on Twitter. He's known for what famous car segment with celebrities?
Carpool Karaoke.
Question 5. The voice judges are being criticized for being unpatriotic after they criticize someone's rendition of God Bless the USA. What network does that show air on?
NBC.
Crap, she's been studying.
How do you know that?
Because every magazine that you open has an NBC ad for The Voice.
It's a tie.
Kelly.
Hate it when she wins.
It is a tie. You did a great job, though.
Oh, no.
Especially for your first time, but you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
My name is Kelly from Oakboro, and I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her for my first time.
Thanks for playing, Kelly.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Confession Wednesday.
Got a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday
on the Manny Roy and Lauren Show.
This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone.
Kiss 95.1.
Right, Planet Fitness judgment-free zone.
Clearly, people did not hear what we have for you this morning on Confession Wednesday. If your confession makes the air at 704-570-9595, we've teamed up with our friends, the Charlotte Checkers, who are in the conference finals right now to play for the championship.
I know, this is exciting.
And they have two home games on Friday night and Saturday night. You can get tickets at gocheckers.com if you don't win them here. We got four tickets for you, though. All you have to do is call us at 704-570-9595. Get your confession on the air. And we're going to randomly pick one person who confesses, and you're going to get four tickets for Saturday night's game. These are hard tickets to come by in the playoffs, you guys.
704-570-9595. Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. We are no judges here. It's free therapy. If you've just been holding on to anything, you call in and let it out.
Could be funny. Could be crucial. Could be something that just happened this week. Could be something that happened a long time ago.
I actually have a bit of a confession.
Oh, you do?
I do. I have a confession for Confession Wednesday.
Okay.
But you know you're not in the running for the tickets, to
be
fair.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. But it's something that I do at my apartment complex. I live in an apartment where there's an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And I only live on the second floor. And so sometimes when I don't feel like walking up the steps, I walk with a limp if someone catches me getting on the elevator and getting off at the second floor.
Yeah, because you don't want to be judged.
I don't want to be judged for not walking up one flight of steps. I do that quite a bit. Or
you do?
Yeah. Or if I go on like a really long walk with Callie, my dog, and I don't feel like going up a flight of stairs, and I take the elevator with her, I tell people that she's afraid of stairs.
That's
so
good.
Because I feel like I have to explain myself when I'm taking the elevator up one floor.
You do.
You get judged. I see the judgment. For the person that lives like on the seventh floor who clearly can't go up seven flights of stairs, he's like this guy.
But we are on the third floor here on South Boulevard at the Beasley Media Group Center. And if the FedEx guy gets on the elevator when we're trying to go home and he pushes the two, I'm like, oh.
Dude, just walk down.
I gotta wait. You would too.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to walk one flight of stairs. So I don't judge. Like, if people don't want to walk one flight, I get it.
I feel so judged, man. So judged. So I will walk with a limp, or I will come up with a lie about my dog just so I don't have to walk those stairs.
I wouldn't even know where your stairs are in your building.
I know. They're complicated.
All right. Confessions are coming in. We got people on hold. Someone was working on somebody's house and ruined the house.
Oh, no.
We'll hear from them. Someone was an adult dancer for a day. We'll hear from them. We want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday. Checkers tickets for the playoff game Saturday night on the line. These confessions are going to be in your ear in 2 minutes.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone. Kiss 95.1.
704-570-9595. Get your confession on. If you do get your confession on, Checkers tickets is up for grabs.
If it's busy, hit us back. All of our phone lines are slammed, so just keep trying. You can hopefully get through.
All right, let's kick off in our Judgment Free Zone studio, thanks to Planet Fitness. It's Anonymous and Banner Elk. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. Go ahead. What's your confession?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well.
Good, good. So I was working in the interior design furniture business and was moving some people in. They had, we just laid their new Berber carpet, and I had a bed frame, was setting up their beds. And when I took it out of the box, the bed frame laid on the floor, and I picked it up, and it looped on one of the Berbers and, like, ripped this big, like, 12-inch hole in the carpet.
Wow.
So it was either me pay for that whole room of carpet, or I took some glue and a nail and sat there and looped it back and popped the carpet back through the backing.
Wow.
And,
how long
and
did that take
some
you?
Weight on it. Probably a couple of hours. So anyway, I never heard from them. And, you know, we talked about other things because it was, you know, big house, lots of work.
Sure.
And years later, I never heard anything. So I guess it worked. But I was just like, Oh, my God. I can't believe I did that.
Wow. I would have just put the bet on it.
Thanks, right? Anonymous.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Go ahead. What would you like to confess?
I would like to confess that I was a stripper for one day.
Really?
Yes. And it's so embarrassing because my husband is very conservative. And if I ever told him, he would look at me with disgust.
How does one just do that for one day? Like, would you just need some quick cash, or?
Or did you think you wanted to do it?
Actually, my friend convinced me to do it because I needed money to pay my rent when I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, there's this contest where you can, like, wear a bikini and pants on top of a stage, and whoever wins gets $500. So her and I put together this bikini outfit. It was called Long Island Iced Tea,
mm-hmm.
because we made the bottom out of Equal packets and the top out of Sweet and Low, and we made, like, this crown of lemons around my head.
Whoa.
That's funny. And so did you win the $500?
No, actually, it was who we call the Cotton Ball Girl, because she made this bikini out of a cotton ball on her bottom.
Okay, so the cotton ball beat the Long Island Iced Tea. That's what you're saying. You showed too much. Thanks, Anonymous.
All right, let's talk with another Anonymous in Charlotte. What would you like to confess?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, we're good. We're good. Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. Couple phone lines are now open for you to get in to win these Checkers tickets for Saturday night's playoff game. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm in school. I actually just wrapped up. Which is good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was struggling in one class last semester. I was going to fail. So I was so close to graduation, I was desperate. So I basically went ahead and asked my teacher after class one day, is there anything I can do to get my grade up? And she said, it's been too late. And so I just basically said, I'll take you on a date if I can just get a C in this class. If I can. And
what'd they say?
So she was shocked, I guess, at first. She was flattered and basically said, you know, it's not a it's not in the best interest that should happen. You're gonna fail the class anyway. You can go ahead and take it the next semester.
Mm.
It was worth a shot. I was out of options and just decided to go for it.
Were you really attracted to her, or
not
just
really
turning out there?
I was just willing to just take her on at least one date to just get out of that class.
I love that. I love that you tried and
you
failed.
Were resourceful.
I made sure, you know, she wasn't married or anything like that, so I wasn't crossing any lines there. So I mean.
Okay.
It's that whole.
I wonder how it would have went if it went the other way.
But she said yes.
I think I know how it is.
degrees.
Thanks, Anonymous. I mean, you already got the shot to redo it.
Yeah.
So.
Let's talk with Jennifer in Indian Land. What would you like to confess on Confession Wednesday?
Hi. So sometimes I tell my children that there's a bee nearby to get them to hurry up and move a little faster.
That's genius. I ain't gonna lie.
That's awesome.
I may make that my own.
Yeah. I was just talking to my wife on the phone during commercial break because she said that our son was crawling this morning through breakfast and getting dressed. And now the bee thing, that's not a bad move.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to light a fire under them and get them going.
Wow.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Let's see. Here is another Anonymous. Roy?
Yes, another Anonymous in Charlotte. Go ahead and confess.
There are some days that I do not wear underwear to work.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, you know, you got to just let it air out sometimes. So I just, you know, I just don't wear it.
Gotta let it air out.
Is that like
that
a...
That breeze feels good sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Is that like with a dress or...
With pants, with a dress, shorts.
That's not uncomfortable.
Somebody in the
laughing.
Background is like dying laughing. I've never done it with pants, but I can solidly say that if I have a dress on, there's a solid chance that I don't have underwear.
Whoa! All right. So if you see Lorena on about,
I feel good.
Don't feel feel bad.
I feel like we're playing Never Have I Ever.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, the fair question then is today, one of those days, Anonymous.
It is one of those days.
All right. There you go.
All right. Thank you. One more. Last one.
Okay. Anonymous and Shelby.
Yes. Me and my current husband that I've been with for 5 years now, we used to work together at McDonald's, and he was taking a break one day, and I was his relief, and I really needed a little money, and so I took money out of his drawer, and it made him short, and he got wrote up for it, and he still to this day does not know that it was me that took the money.
Will you ever tell him?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it's been 5 years, right? 5 years?
Yeah.
So you need to wait at least what? What are you thinking, like 20 years before you tell him?
I don't know if I'll ever be able to.
He doesn't still work there, does he?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Maybe he can have a laugh. I mean, he got written up at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's not, yeah, I think it's funny.
Did he get interrogated by Ronald McDonald and Grimace?
No.
Who took the money?
Thanks, Anonymous. And thanks to everyone who called in. Producer Nicole will now get in touch with someone off the air and give away those Checkers tickets. Once again, you can get Checkers tickets at gocheckers.com. Go out there and support them at Bojangles Coliseum. The Hurricanes, our parent team, Roy, in the Major League NHL, not doing very well.
Oh, yeah,
Hammy the pig. Remember we talked about Hamilton, the good luck pig?
Uh-huh. He's no longer good luck.
We're down. Boston's won 3 games. We've won 0.
Well, they changed the recipe in a slop, and ever since then.
I don't know what it is, but I stayed up last night. We lost 2-1 at home.
I don't understand hockey because for a second I felt like we were going to the Super Bowl, and now we're not.
No, it's the playoffs. It's the playoffs. You're playing, so not every team is in the playoffs. Only certain teams make the playoffs.
But we're in it, and then we're not in it.
But there's no Super Bowl in hockey.
I know what he means. He means the Stanley Cup, the golden ticket. No, we are still in it, but we're about to lose. If Boston wins one more game, it's over for us. We're out of the lottery to win. You get it?
No.
Okay. And by the way, Luke Kuechly was up there last night in Raleigh to do the siren.
He was just the siren
to get the game going.
I was like, he's in the Hurricanes?
You want to hear more of Roy just like this? Then listen to the senseless survey coming up 7 minutes on the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
Did you guys see, and I feel like, Roy, you're going to feel some type of way about this because I think you told me before that you have a friend that was on this show, but The Biggest Loser is getting a reboot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had a friend that was on it.
Yeah. It's coming back to USA with a facelift in 2020. And they're calling it a holistic 360 degree of wellness this time.
I hope, because she told me the horror stories behind the scenes that went on with that show. And it was just unhealthy and not good. And
Who knew? I mean, it was successful for a long time.
It was really successful. And I don't think people realized that they were taking, like, water pills to make weight and, like, you know, different things that were so unhealthy. And then, you know, a lot of these people would leave the show and gain weight back, if not more sometimes.
I mean, it's still a TV show, and you got to lose the weight. So the producers are like, hey.
Right.
You know, in real world, in real life, weight just doesn't come off like that.
Yeah.
You know, but yet they can somehow do it for a TV show? Come on.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of shows, TV shows. Sorry, I just thought we just missed your senseless survey, and I apologize.
That's fine. I'm still upset about it.
Okay, sorry. But there's a bunch of TV shows out there. No, we're not professional. There's a bunch of TV shows out there, Lorraine, like the house shows. When you build a house, like supposedly all the houses from like Ty Pennington's show, Extreme Home Makeover, like half the families that own those houses are gone because they couldn't afford it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
So like after, they own those houses to begin with, right?
Yeah, but then they get bigger, they get remade, so they go up in taxes and stuff. And they can't afford the payments.
See, I just thought a lot of people would turn around and sell it afterwards.
What was that big show with Chip and Joanna?
Where they moved the flip house? No.
That's Ty Pennington's show is Move the Bus.
But with the show with Chip and Joanna, all the beautiful furniture and all the styles on inside, you actually had to buy that? Or at the end of the filming, they took all that crap out?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So a lot
so these
of
these networks just leave.
Yeah, they just leave you with it.
And I've seen the casting process for some of those shows where they ask you to make a budget of like what.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You would spend on your own. So it's actually people that were thinking about doing some upgrades to begin with, and then they just have these celebrities come in and like budget it out for them. So I don't know. Speaking of reboots, All That is getting a reboot on Nickelodeon. It's coming back June 15th. It will air at 8:30 p.m. and the Jonas Brothers will be on the premiere episode. Woo-hoo! Exciting news there. Wendy Williams, she says that she is single and ready to mingle. On her show yesterday, she explained that she is embracing her newfound life as a bachelorette, and she is a single woman running around New York. She says that she does date, and often.
Okay, that's Nicole. We're waiting for Nicole to make the same message.
Yeah.
On the radio.
Except for in Charlotte.
Yeah.
By the way, Kylie Jenner, she is...
Who?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, I know the name.
Yeah. She just filed for a trademark for Kylie Baby, and she just came out with that Kylie Skin, which is getting some backlash over some very abrasive exfoliant.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the idea of an exfoliant. So.
Ow, it hurts when I put it on.
Yeah, I don't know. But she is trademarking Kylie Baby now, so we can expect breast pumps, milk, bottles, baby blankets, car seats, strollers, and more from her.
Still no name for Kanye and Kim's baby, huh?
No.
That'll come out at 10:45 today after we get off the air.
You know it.
Yeah, that always happens.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does the Ren like?
All right, so y'all know when you have your computers, your laptops, and you've got this extremely long cord, and it is always in a tangled mess when you take it somewhere? Well, there is a way to wind it up now where you won't have to fight with that cord anymore.
Yes.
Cool. So it's like a kind of a round part that goes over the big part of the block.
Okay.
And then you just wind it together and you'll never have to deal with untangling your cords ever again.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah. We'll have that up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. Let's get to that Sensel survey. Maybe a lot of people that are tuning in now never get to hear it at 820.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a brand new Sensel survey where I pretty much insinuate that it's okay to work a street corner. And I ask crazy questions in a brand new senseless survey. Don't go anywhere.
8 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Sean, it's U.S. Census Bureau. I got about a 30-second survey. We got to wrap up your paperwork, okay?
No, I don't. I'm good, man. Take me off the do not, take me off the list. The do not call list. I should be registered on there already.
Nope. We're the Census Survey. It's a quick survey. You have to do it. It's patriotic. It's the American. It's the American duty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Uh-huh. And we got to get the census forms in.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
No, Sean. You're fine. I'm sorry. My fault for not explaining. Let's start the process. Do you think it's a coincidence that the word con is in the word Congress?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
And does it hurt to sit because you have too much cash in your wallet?
No, actually, I wish I did. I wish it did hurt.
Okay, so we need to do better tax breaks for the American people to get money in your wallet.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What's polk salad? Seems to be a big thing in the South.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. And does your Instagram bio have a Bible quote in it?
Does my Instagram Bible have a Bible quote in it? No, it does not.
Okay. And if you had to save a kitten or a puppy, which one are you going to save?
Well, I'm a dog guy, so I'd probably go with the puppy.
Wow, you're an awful human, aren't you? Listen, have you ever been caught eating potato chip crumbs directly from the bag? I mean, how embarrassing is that?
What does that have to do with anything? These are weird questions. I'm pretty sure someone saw me eating crumbs from the bag.
Okay. And is it okay for your significant other to work the corner as long as they make that money, honey?
You know what? This is some bull.
Wow.
Oh, that's so funny.
By the way, I eat chip crumbs out of the bag all the time.
You should be embarrassed.
It's the most, like, humiliating part of the bag, you know?
Only if they all fall on your face.
They always do. They always do.
Nicole says we got to say hi to Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Roy, since the survey, it just cracks me up. I literally wait, and every time I'm just like, what ridiculous question is he going to ask next? Like, I love this part of this show.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
Have you guys been to our break room? The so-called kitchen?
Yeah.
You see there's a huge box in there?
Yeah.
Filled with something?
Yes.
I wonder how many other people have, if you went into your break room right now or your kitchen, like, what is all over the counter? What is it that is there for your taking? Because, like, a lot of times people just put free stuff right on the counter and they say, have at it, whether it's food. In this case, it's a product.
Yeah. Well, yesterday it was donuts, and then today is like the polar opposite of the donuts.
That's right. And Loren, by the way, Roy, got really mad about the donuts yesterday.
For a right reason.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What is currently in your break room or your kitchen right now that you could just go and grab? Ours is hilarious, and there's so many of them. We'll tell you about it in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
One hit music station, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we have a box in the kitchen, and I don't want to say the name of the brand because I don't know. I mean, nobody said that we should be talking about what it is on the radio, but it's like a weight loss kit.
Yeah.
And it's a huge box, y'all. And when I tell you huge, I mean, like, hold your arms out as wide as you can, your span, and it's like that wide and deep.
Right.
And there's probably 200 kits inside there. Yeah. For weight loss, which, by the way, producer Nicole said she's doing it. Did you take one, Nicole?
Yeah, I have one, but it's really nothing.
It doesn't really work?
No, I mean, like, the way that the box is it makes it look like it's something like, remember that, like, Intensity or the 90-day
P90X?
Yeah, it makes it look like it's something like that, but all it is like telling you that sodium is the enemy of fat loss. Stay hydrated, and it gives you a little measuring thing.
That's the cool thing about the box, Roy, is that you got yourself a tape measure in this thing.
Oh, I thought it was a DVD.
But this way, get this. I thought it was an old VHS tape with how thick the box was. I'm like, did somebody just try to get rid of their old VHS tapes?
The funny thing, though, is that we have a bunch of these. I'm telling you, there's 200 in that box, and it's sitting for anyone to take in the break room right here at the Beasley Media Group Center.
I just like that it was sitting next to donuts yesterday.
You'll tell everyone why you were mad about the donuts.
Oh, I was so mad because somebody took the last donut and left the box there.
That's so weird.
Hey, how lazy are you and how rude are you that you left the box there to like lure other people in to think that there was a donut in there and then they walk over and there's no donut and you didn't throw the box away.
So Loren came in and she's like, oh, I'm so mad about the donuts. And I was like, I know, nobody wants to eat them, but they're there and, you know, we're going to be at Dunkin' on Friday and we're getting double Dunkin's.
Yeah.
No, she's like, who took the last donut?
And why didn't you throw the box away?
I wasn't even mad that you took the last donut. I was just mad that you didn't throw the box away.
We need to hear from you, though, because we know you're at work right now, and we know if you walk to your break room or to your kitchen, you are going to have something there for the taking. Like, my friend works in an office. Dude, they have awesome stuff. They got food all the time. Breakfast is always there for them.
That's cool.
Remember we went to that waste company?
Is it Waste Quip? We went to Waste Quip, and they have, like, fountain machines and snacks all day. I told them, I was like, I'll quit radio and work for you guys. I have zero issues with that.
The Waste Quip kitchen was the mecca of...
It was so cool.
...office kitchens. It really was. It was like you walked in...
That's how I felt. That's legitimately how I felt. And I was like, I will be your receptionist. I will perform a radio show in here if you need to. You just let me know.
Chances are I'll be in the break room 20 to 25 times a day.
But hey.
All right, 704-570-9595. Jump into this conversation because we know that your office probably has something sitting there in the break room or the kitchen that's up for grabs. What is it?
Let's talk with our newly wedded Josh from Lancaster. Aww. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Aren't you supposed to be on a honeymoon?
Well, we just got back yesterday.
Okay. All right, good. So
I have to have a big jar of pickled sausages in my kitchen every day.
Ooh, those are good. I am a fan.
I can't go without them. Vicky and then the kids is like, ugh, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Where do you even, do you find those at the grocery store? I haven't seen those in a long time.
I get them out of Walmart, to be honest.
Do you? Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, growing up as a kid in Roanoke, Virginia, we'd have pickled sausages all the time. Yeah,
I don't even know what they are. I'm going to have to look that up.
They're like
regular weenies that's thrown down in pickle juice, and they're super spicy.
Yeah, and they're red.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys, no.
That's delicious. Gross.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Delicious.
Nobody buys these.
And see, Vicky tells me I'm disgusting because I'll get one, put it on a hot dog bun, and I'll put Texas Pete on it and then sauerkraut, and that's the way I eat it.
Dude, your insides have to be like...
screaming for help.
Yeah.
I know, but yet he's thinner than me. He's healthy as a horse when we saw him for our wedding at Dunkin' last week.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I'll drop all my weight eating pickled sausages.
Because, I mean, you got to think, I used to be in the U.S. Navy, so, you know, getting up and running at 5 miles early in the morning, it kind of puts puts you back in perspective of everything you put into your body.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, did you have fun last Friday when Roy married you? Like now that you've had time to think about it? By the way, a lot of people that are listening right now might not even know that last Friday at the Gastonia Dunkin' where we were, Roy married our longtime listener and good friend, Josh from Lancaster, and his wife, Vicky.
I'll tell him.
And what do you got? What are your thoughts now after you've been married for almost a week?
I loved it. I loved it. I couldn't have had it no better. That's what me and Vicky were talking about. We couldn't have done it no better. And I have a message for LeBan. Alyssa said to tell LeBan, she says, hey.
Aw, hi, Alyssa.
But I love it, man. I wouldn't have had it no other way. Dickie wouldn't have had it no other way. It was just simply amazing. We appreciate everything you guys have done for us, Roy. We appreciate you marrying us and y'all just being there.
Aw. Well, it was our pleasure, man.
It was our pleasure to do it that way as well. So, you know, just know that we love you guys more than anything in this world.
Oh, dude, you're the best. Thanks, Josh. Enjoy the married life, dude. Duncan was awesome. John and Peg, I know we thanked them last week, but thank you guys. They're the owners of that franchise up there. And speaking of Duncan, attention.
Sound the alarm.
Okay.
That's an alarm.
Attention, Rock Hill. We are coming to you this Friday for another MRL show, Fam Jam Friday.
What's your Dunkin' in Rock Hill?
We are going to be at the Dunkin' on 1932 Springsteen Road.
Ooh, like Bruce?
That is right.
That's cool.
Baby, we were born to Dunn.
Easy to remember.
So the Dunkin' on 1832 Springsteen Road this Friday morning. It's our only South Carolina stop, our only stop south of the border, which is sad. I love going south of the border.
And it's our grand finale for now.
It is the last Fam Jam Friday for now. We were on our march to meet 10,000 people. We're close. Man, we have to be so close. We lost count, but we're close.
But please stop on by. It's going to be a good show, and it's our last one. And then because you guys have loved this and you keep saying, hey, come to this, Duncan. Come here. We will be doing another tour at some point in the future.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. Thanks to everyone who we met so far. And we'll see you out at Rock Hill at the Dunkin' on Springsteen Road this Friday starting at 6 a.m. Getting a lot of text messages from people who have things in their break room. What's in your break room right now? 704-570-9595. You know, it's free for the taking. This is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
NKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
If you want to win $400, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
Your chance to win, that's coming up at noon with Cam'ron. Make sure you're listening for that. But we're talking about the weird things in your break room. We in our break room have these... you know, DVD.
No, they're not. They're just weight loss kits.
Oh, yeah. They're just weight loss kits?
They look like they might have a DVD in them, but it's just paper.
This is what's in it, dude. That's the whole thing. Like, nothing was taken out.
Oh.
But there's like 200 to 300 of them just sitting there. Nobody, there's no note that says, you know, this is for such and such, or right. feel free to take it. It's just, we know it's in the spot where people come and grab stuff. But maybe you got something really cool in your break room, and you can grab it. 704-570-9595. Before you read the text messages, a long time ago, I interned for Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back in the 90s when Howard was the Howard that made him the person he is today, which is way more calm. A lot of nudity, a lot of stuff like that. And when you were an intern, you would have a conversation with Gary, the producer, and his assistant that would say, there's a glom box, they called it. And in this glom box, everything that Howard didn't want, if nobody else wanted it, the interns can have at it. You could jump into the glom box. The glom box was filled with adult stuff. Just filled. And they're like, if you're not comfortable with it, please, it's covered. You don't have to look at it.
Right.
So one day, like, me and this other guy I was interning with, like, just took a bunch of it. And then Gary's assistant's like, oh, really? I thought higher of you guys. We're like, what? It was in there for the taking.
You told us we could take
it. Yeah, don't judge. How dare you?
Some text messages coming in, though. Somebody works at Bojangles, and last week's they brought in Popeyes to share with everyone.
Now that's funny.
That is funny.
We've talked about that before, too, the fast food trade.
Yeah. Somebody texted in, Nanny Life. I have a full kitchen stocked of food and snacks. The kids are the best. And another from 478, they said that they have an Xbox in their break room.
Lucky.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean... We have weight loss kits if anybody wants right. them. You can we'll lose 7 pounds in a week.
Trade you a weight loss kit for an Xbox.
That's really awkward when I got the email about it. I'm like, hey, Roy, there's weight loss kits in the kitchen. I was
No.
What does that mean?
Somebody sent a text message from 336 and said, I absolutely love when we have pickled eggs. Do you like those, Roy?
I never ate those. Yeah. I never ate those. Pickled sausages I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, it is graduation time. High schools are about to graduate. Colleges are in the middle of doing their graduation thing now, which means that if you're lucky enough, you can get a celebrity to show up at your graduation and give you the speech. Well, football player J.J. Watt for the Houston Texans, he gave a speech. And it's come to my attention that the speech, although it was good, was cliche filled.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Can I read you some of them?
Yeah.
What did he do? Just Google, like, speeches?
I don't know. You know, he's an athlete. You know, he's not some Rhodes Scholar. I get it.
Maybe
you know.
Somebody wrote it for him.
But, I mean, it was like, just to give you a quick taste, it was like, be your best you.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll read you a couple of these cliches that you'll hear at your graduation guarantee coming up after the Jonas Brothers.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loran Morning Show.
Now, if you graduated from college, chances are you had somebody come back and speak to you. And maybe you're lucky enough to get like Oprah or a celebrity or, you know, maybe even someone who graduated your college who is actually a known person who you're going to sit there and listen to.
Right.
So J.J. Watt did this for the University of Wisconsin, UW-Madison. He went up there and gave a speech, and he gave a good speech. It's like 20 minutes long, and his speech was actually really good. But at the end of it, Loren, there's like the cliche sayings.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to it, it just kind of made me laugh. So don't think in any way I'm making fun of J.J. Watt.
I like J.J. Watt.
And his speech, but I just think it's funny that any one of us, if we were asked to do a speech, we would do like, and remember... I'm talking through a tube.
A paper towel tube.
Yeah.
And remember, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Woo! Yeah.
But when you have a freaking cap and gown on, that statement sounds way more important than it really is.
Yeah.
It does.
And as the old saying goes, a stitch in time saves nine.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. I think I have the large applause. Here we go. Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. You never know what is around the corner unless you look. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just sounds so much better when you're in a cap and gown. Yeah. Hey, here's a little bit of him.
Find those silver linings on your darkest days. There are going to be nightmares. I wish I could say there aren't, but it's just the truth. You're going to go through some very difficult times as you navigate these waters moving forward. when you go through those tough days, when you go through those difficult times, remember to learn something from them. Remember that you can rise above them. And remember that there is an opportunity to grow. The final thing that I learned from chasing my dreams is that I have a whole lot more left to learn. I know that I don't know everything. Nobody in the world has all the answers.
It is. It's just cliche after cliche after cliche.
If there's one thing I know, it's that I don't know everything.
Oh, man.
So, graduates, as you leave class of 2019, I leave you with this. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is there to hear it, did the tree really fall at all?
That's not even the same. It's like, did it make a noise?
Yeah.
Here, you do one.
I don't know. Okay. All right. How about something like doesn't even make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you have to move forward to get out.
You're like, what? You're like, isn't it what?
Backwards, isn't it
backwards to move forward?
Sometimes the only way in is out.
What? Okay. Oh, here we
go. Sometimes to open the door, you must turn the knob.
And always remember, use the doorbell. Be kind. God bless.
Oh, so good.
Everything sounds profound at graduations, man.
And because I'm in a cap and gown, what I'm about to say next is the truth. If your TV remote control doesn't work, check the batteries.
Oh, my God.
He's so right. He said it's always
you
the
know
battery.
What? Yeah. Standing ovation.
Thank you and good luck.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.